Gunmen in the Pakistani port city of Karachi opened fire on a funeral procession, killing two and wounding a dozen others. The funeral was underway for 52 victims of Sunday's bombing, which targeted the city's Shia community. Pakistan's prime minister has denounced the attack and ordered an inquiry. More than 50 Iraqi families are expected to testify in a London-based inquiry into the alleged crimes committed by British forces during the Iraq War. The public probe, which opened on Monday, was shown graphic photos of unarmed Iraqi civilians tortured and killed by UK troopers. The U.S. threatens Iran again over its nuclear energy program. This time, it's the U.S. vice president who says Washington's military option to stop Iran's nuclear program is still on the table. Joe Biden made the comments during an address to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC. A UN official says the U.S. must disclose its secret rendition, detention and torture program, which started during the Bush era. The UN's acting independent investigator for human rights violations says the so-called counterterrorism operations led to gross human rights violations. Ben Emerson says CIA's black sites existed at least six countries. Vote counting begins in Kenya's general elections. Millions of Kenyans took to the polling centers to choose their next president in a tightly contested vote. The Elections Commission says that some polling stations would remain open to accommodate those still in line and to make up for opening late. In Spain, 250 flights have been grounded at Madrid Barajas Airport as workers at Iberia Airlines begin a strike. The protest is against the company's plan to slash one-fifth of its workforce. The industrial action is predicted to last until March the 8th and cancel up to 1,300 flights. A powerful blizzard sweeping through northern Japan kills at least nine people. One of the victims is a father whose frozen body was found wrapped around his dead daughter's as he had made a desperate effort to keep her warm. Winter temperatures are extremely low on the Japanese islands of Hokkaido. A medical miracle. Doctors in the U.S. state of Mississippi have been successful in curing an HIV-infected baby for the first time. Doctors say they used a more aggressive treatment on the 2.5-year-old toddler. The baby has been virus-free since last year.